Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible. Today we start the book of Romans, Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17, where Paul says, "I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Gentile. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith." The gospel is the power of God for salvation. And the gospel is God's enabling power to save us and keep us saved. But let's stop right there. What is salvation anyway? What does it mean when we say a person is saved? There are three critical parts of salvation, each described by a rich theological word. When we trust Jesus alone as the only way to have a relationship with the living God, these three things happen. First, justification, an instantaneous act of God in which He sees our sins forgiven and Christ's righteousness applied to us. He declares us not guilty and righteous. We are not guilty and we are right before God. Justification. Secondly, sanctification. That's the progressive work of God in our lives. And we partner with Him to allow the Spirit's control. We grow in our walk with Christ. And then, glorification. The final work of God in salvation when He delivers us home to heaven, resurrected bodies built for eternity. We could say it like this. We are saved, that's justification. We are being saved, that's sanctification. And we will be saved for eternity, that's glorification. Salvation declares me not guilty. It produces spiritual growth, and it delivers me home. And that's why Paul can say, "I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes." Father, thank you for the gospel, the good news of victory. Thank you for declaring me not guilty, for producing spiritual growth, and for the promise that one day you will deliver me safely home. Thank you for my salvation. In Jesus' name, amen.